Well, we wrapped up the third week of trading for July, and we started the week off on the rough note. All the grains starting with a little bit of pressure, except for corn. That was the only market that started with a little bit of gains. Wheat coming under some heavy pressure and actually trading lower for most of the week, only to gain some ground back on Friday, which was enough to be able to push the winter wheat contracts into positive territory, but Minneapolis was not. Improving conditions, rain moving across the northern plains all put pressure in on the wheat market here this week. Good harvest progress down in the southern plains added to the pressure. As far as corn and soybeans, those markets continue to watch pretty much the weather as well as the trade deals that are starting to come into play. Had some exports, which helped support the corn and the soybean market. And we are also rumors of China coming in to buy that helped push the soybean market. Soybean oil being a good part of the strength in soybeans as we continue to see good demand as far as the renewable fuel side of the equation is concerned. By the time the week wrapped up, though, we saw Minneapolis wheat struggling because of improving conditions and the looming harvest and the expectations for larger production. Minneapolis wheat was down anywhere from 17 to 22 cents. Chicago wheat finished up a penny. Kansas City was up 3 to 4. In the corn market, we gained about 12 to 15 cents, while soybeans were up anywhere from around 28 to 30 cents. Over in the soybean meal, we gained $3 to $4. Soybean oil was up $2. Canola finished higher as well. That was up $17 to $18. In the meats, we saw another all-time new contract highs, and the market did finish higher for the week. Live cattle gained about $1.30, while we saw just small losses in the feeder cattle market, down about $1.20. Lean hogs picking up almost a dollar as well. In the outside markets, crude oil was down 95 cents, gold was down $7, the dollar was up close to 700 points, and we saw 100-point losses in the Dow.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.